Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, October 5th. Thanks to a generous graduate, St. Ambrose University will expand its health programs. The gift from Dr. Thomas Higgins, class of 1967, will fund the creation of the Institute for Person-Centered Care and the launching of a Master of Public Health degree program. Melissa Scherer, director of the new Master of Public Health program, says there's a growing demand for people with this advanced degree.
The people who usually get master's in public health degree are quite diverse, anywhere from medical doctors to social workers to sociologists to political science majors. It's really people who think at the policy level and systems level, again, to think about prevention before the disease hits.
She estimates 30 people will enroll in the new online program when it starts next August. The goal of person-centered care, she says, is to look beyond just the medical diagnosis.
So if someone comes to you with cancer, it's not just about cancer. It's what do you want? How do you want to create the care pathway here? You know, what's important to you? It's going beyond looking at just the disease and what the person is diagnosed with to what is important to the person.
Dr. Scherer says the Institute at St. Ambrose will work with Genesis and Unity Point Trinity and other healthcare providers to figure out ways to implement person-centered care. A former White House aide, Dr. Higgins, has served on the University Board of Trustees since 2008. Paintings by a nearly forgotten artist from the Quad Cities are featured now at the Figge Art Museum in Davenport. Herb Trix has more.
Born in Rock Island in 1883, Irma Renee Cohen lived and painted here for many years and then moved to Mexico, where she died in 1975. Assistant curator Vanessa Sage says, the 40 paintings show how Cohen's style changed over the course of 70 years.
The earliest ones are some of the ones that we have in the exhibition are very finely done watercolors, very detailed, and then she gets looser and more freely expressive with the way that she paints and to the end of her career.
Cohen was well known during her life and sold many of her paintings. In the exhibit, there are 17 privately owned works, with 10 of them loaned to the Figge by local residents.
They all have roots here in the Quad Cities, for the most part, for the ones that we have borrowed. People's parents or grandparents owned them, and then they were passed down.
Other paintings by Cohen are owned by the Rock Island Library, the Illinois State Museum, and Des Moines Art Center. The exhibit continues at the Figge through the end of the year. I'm Herb Trix.
Hoping to show young people about possible careers that don't require a college degree, this year's Manufacturing Day will be held tomorrow. Junior Achievement and Arconic are sponsoring the annual Advanced Manufacturing Careers Expo with several hundred high school students attending tomorrow and October 20th. John Riches from Arconic says the students will learn about a variety of careers in engineering, logistics, renewable energy, virtual reality, and truck driving.
We need to make sure whether it's for Arconic or John Deere or any of the other manufacturers that are here in the Quad Cities, that as we move over the next 5, 10, 15 years, that we have a workforce that's really ready to step in as some of our current employees are retiring.
Riches wants to remind the students that good careers are possible in the Quad Cities and manufacturing and let them know what training and education they may need to qualify for them. The Manufacturing Careers Expo will be held at the Eastern Iowa Community College's Blong Technology Center in Northwest Davenport. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.